Princess, you have to have a conversation. It's not a bad conversation, but it is one that we need to have for sure. Don't look at me like that. Because I'm being serious. Are you okay? Baby, come on. No. Let's be real. Are you okay? Because you have been eating a lot. No. Do not try to spin this on me. Baby. Yes, I've noticed. Baby, we live together. There's no hiding anything from me. No, there isn't. So what's going on? Why are you cutting meals? I know why you cut meals. I know. I get it. It's all about control. It's all about having control over something. That usually means that something feels out of control for you. So what feels out of control? Everything. Nothing's out of control with us. God, because we're fine, baby. We're okay. We're more than fine. We're perfect. Oh, you mean like everything in the world? Yeah. Yeah, I mean there's a lot going on. And it's scary and it's uncertain, but baby, not eating is not gonna change anything. It's not gonna help anything. It's only gonna hurt yourself. Yeah. No, I know. I trust me, I get it. I get it. But can you promise me you're not gonna cut meals? Please. For me. I love you so much. I just want you to be healthy and okay. And when you don't eat, that's not good. No, you won't starve to death, that's true. But it's a slippery slope, baby. It is. Yeah, I know you know. I know you know. I'm not trying to lecture you. I'm not trying to nag. I'm not trying to be. No, I'm just doing it because I love you. I love you so much. You're my world, and I just want you to be okay. Look at me. Can you please look at me? Look, I'm not upset. I'm not mad at you. I'm not angry. I know people in the past have been angry and they've exploded and they've been terrible. And all that's done is make things worse and make you feel less understood. Baby, of course I know. I'll always be patient with you. Because you deserve someone who's patient. You deserve someone who's kind. You deserve all these things. I know sometimes you feel like you don't deserve it, but you do deserve it. Everyone deserves these things. Yeah. Just as we deserve to breathe, we deserve someone who's kind and sweet and empathetic and understanding. Yes. It's not impossible to find. It's not some. I know. Will you please get something to eat? I know you don't want to eat anything, but can you please get something to eat? We can go anywhere too. We can drive anywhere. We can get something great and amazing and not like boring home food. We can get like fun outside food. Yeah, literally whatever you want. What do you want? Pizza? Do you want? No, I know nothing sounds appealing, but there must be something. Yeah, see? There you go, that's something. Okay, we don't have to leave the house. I can look and maybe they DoorDash, maybe they like Uber Eats, Grubhub. I don't know. There must be like a fourth company that does it. Yeah, there must be some way to get food to us. Yeah, here, let me look on my phone. They don't DoorDash. Do they Grubhub? The Uber Eats? We can Uber Eats it. Yeah, here, you can just literally order my phone here. Whatever you want, baby. Literally, whatever. Don't feel bad. Don't think about how much it costs. Just get whatever you want. Whatever sounds good. I just want you to eat. Is that it? Get one more thing. Get just one more thing. Yeah, because even if you don't eat it, you can have leftovers. Okay. Let me see. Okay, I approve this order. I'll get something to eat too, so yeah, let me look. Okay, yeah, I'll do that and maybe this. Yeah, I guess so. No, just I was 50-50 between this and this. Yeah, but I really don't want fish. Also, I don't want them to deliver fish. So I think I'm gonna play it safe. I don't know. I don't know. If I'm gonna get fish, I feel like I need to get it somewhere. I don't want it delivered. Yeah. I know it's like the healthy choice, which, yeah. Yeah. You know what? I'll do this. I'll do this. These are good choices. Yeah, thank you. No, thank you. I really appreciate it. Appreciate you trying. I appreciate you getting something. I appreciate all of it. I know it, like, people from the outside would be like, oh, that's so easy. Oh my God. Like, but it isn't. I know it's hard. I know it takes work. Of course, I know it takes work. That's the thing. I think you're too used to people discounting and minimizing stuff that shouldn't be discounted and minimized. Like, anything that's going on with you is important. Anything's happening with you, I want to know. Yes. Yes, I do. Even if it's the smallest, like, most trivial stuff that you're just like, and he won't care. I do care. I care about all of it. Yes, I always do. I always want to hear more. I always want to know more. Yeah. Well, we have like, I don't know, 15 minutes before it comes. What do you want to do? Yeah, of course we can't come here. Love you so much. Never, ever, ever forget that, okay? You gotta take care of yourself for me. Because I don't know what I'd do without you. I don't wanna live in a world without you. Which means you gotta take care of yourself so you're around for a really long time. Yeah. I plan to be around for a very, very, very long time, so. Means you have to too. Because if you're not around, I'm not around. This is how it is. So I need you to take care of yourself for me. Please. Okay. Thank you. I love you. I just want what's best for you. That's all I ever want. I mean, okay, I won't. Are you just happy in this moment? I won't turn on the TV. Yeah, get as snuggly and as cozy as you want. Yeah, get in here. My little baby. What am I gonna do with you? Well, yeah, I mean, obviously I'm doing that already, but. You don't have to thank me, baby. because you just don't have to. You never have to thank me. That's what I'm here for. That is really what I'm here for. Are you actually really? You're peckish? Makes me so happy. I'm so glad you're a little hungry. It'll be here so soon. It really will be. Yeah. Before you know it, there'll be a knock on the door. You're gonna have like this beautiful spread of food in front of you. It's gonna be so good. You'll have leftovers for tonight. No, baby, I don't want you to feel like I'm like monitoring your food or like. No, I just noticed. It's just something I noticed the last couple of days. That's all. Just notice you've been snacking more and eating, like, meals less, you know? Yeah. When you're, like, snacking on just, like, celery, I could be like, okay, something's up. Something's up when you've just had celery for a whole day, and that's it. I'm like, okay, that's not a good sign. Yeah. But, again, I just know your habits. I just know you, so I know when things are a little off or, you know, you're behaving in a way where I'm like, that's not how you typically are when everything's good. Yeah. Well, you need to stop watching the news, baby. Yeah, just let me, I'll watch the news for you. Just don't watch the news anymore. Nothing ever good is on the news, baby. There's never a story like, today in Central Park, a man's giving away 1,000,000 puppies. Come now and you'll get a free puppy. Like, that's never on the news. It's always, like, something terrible or anxiety-provoking or just generally depressing. Like, it's never happy news. No, I know. And, like, of course, you have access to, like, so much. Like, you have your phone, which is always giving you updates. You have, like, TV, which has the news. Like, there's just so many places where just information can penetrate you. And you just need to kind of, like, I'm not saying ignore it. Because you gotta be informed, but you just have to find, you just need to bubble yourself from it from time to time. Because I know who you are, I know how you are, I know, like, some of this stuff really affects you. That's not a bad thing, you have a huge heart. Baby, the only reason you get affected by this kind of stuff is because you care. You're a good person, you care really deeply. You do, baby, I feel it, I can, all the time, I can tell. If you didn't care deeply, it wouldn't bug you as much. I know. I just think a little hiatus might not be bad for you. It'll definitely help you keep you sane. No, I'm not saying that we aren't sane. I mean, if anyone's not sane, I think I'm the less sane one between the two of us. Yeah, for whatever that boat's for. I'm glad you're smiling. Yeah. Are you feeling any better? World's better? I don't believe that. I think you're just a little better. No? No, you're more than a little better? I don't know. Yeah, okay. Okay. Yeah. I just saw a smile and I was trying to keep it going. Just because I love it when you smile. You have a very, very cute smile. I mean, I would argue the cutest smile. But I'm biased. I'm, like, completely and irrevocably in love with you. So, obviously, you'd have the cutest smile. And no one else would have a cuter smile, so. Whoa. Listen, you can't do that. It's because it's not fair. I thought we were playing fair here. Yeah, no tickling here. Because if you start tickling me, I'm stronger than you, I'm bigger than you, and I can hold you down. So do not start this fight with me. We have 15 minutes before food comes. You really want to tempt me? You really want to go down this path? Is this the hill you want to die on? Is this what's good? Okay. As I was saying, I am bigger than you, I am stronger than you, and I can hold you down. So you start tickling me, it's gonna be bad. Yeah, you want... I can hold both your hands and get to your feet all on time, so you don't even think about it. Truce? Is that a truce I hear? Is that mercy? Do I hear mercy? Is that what I'm hearing? Is it someone begging for mercy? Okay, I'll give you mercy. Yeah. If I keep tickling like that, you start singing like Shawn Mendes. Begging for some mercy. I love you too, baby. You're my everything. Next time you're feeling overwhelmed and stressed, can you maybe come to me? Thank you, love.